Hi, my name is Jen Roulon, and you may know me as Coach Jen. After knocking out 15 Ironman triathlons, I am an everyday healthy human just like you. In this podcast, we will discuss how to metamorphosize into an everyday healthy human through healthy physical habits and mindsets, as well as authentic living. Let's transform together in this journey called life and become the best everyday healthy human ever. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Everyday Healthy Human Podcast. My name is Jen Roulon, or you may know me as Coach Jen. Well, today I have a guest named Kevin Palmieri, and Kevin and I connected on a podcast guest platform, whatever you want to call it. And when I saw his story, I saw what he did, I thought, dang, I got to get this guy on because of just really a lot of the questions he brought up, a lot of what he's done as a personal trainer, et cetera, et cetera. And so, Kevin, welcome to the Everyday Healthy Human Podcast.
Jen, thank you so very much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm excited to chat, see where we end up with our conversation today.
I love it. I loved your energy immediately, and it was exactly what I needed, other than another cup of coffee, right?
So I got mine. So it's helping me.
It is. So tell me, first of all, where are you calling from?
I live in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Okay, very good. Yes. So tell the followers a little bit about you. Give that 2-minute elevator speech.
Sure. So today I am the host of a podcast called Next Level University. We have 1,440 episodes as of today. We do an episode every single day, and our goal is to help people increase their holistic health, like well-being, mindset, relationships, health, wealth, all that stuff. But that's not where I started. I was a kid who was raised by his mom and his grandmother. I didn't know my dad. I didn't meet my dad until I was 27. So obviously that is an interesting place to start life. Didn't go to college because I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. Ended up achieving financial success somehow at the age of 26, but I still ended up on the edge of a bed contemplating suicide at 27. Left all of that behind when I was 28 to do this podcasting thing. And I've been a full-time podcaster now since 2018.
And how old are you then?
I am 34 as of last week.
Ah, happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh gosh, where do I even begin though? So talk to me a little bit about having that financial freedom at 26 and then almost having it gone by the time you were 27.
Yeah, I think I fell into the trap that a lot of us unfortunately fall into, where I assumed a lot of external success would fix internal voids. So I got a job in an industry called weatherization. All that means is we would go into big buildings and make them more energy efficient. That's the easiest way to think about it. But I was working on a lot of state and government-owned buildings, so I was getting paid by the state and or government, right? So I went from making $15 as a personal trainer to making anywhere from $60 to $120 an hour doing this. And I was like, this is it. I found my thing. I'm making a ton of money, getting a lot of significance. So when I was 25, 26, my girlfriend was a model. I had just competed in and won a bodybuilding show. I was making good money. I had a new apartment. I had my dream car. And it looked like from the external that I was crushing it and I was very successful. Internally though, Jen, I was very insecure. I lacked confidence. I lacked clarity. I lacked certainty. I was a shell of myself, honestly. And my girlfriend left me. Right after my girlfriend left me, work got really slow. And when she left me, my bills doubled because we were splitting everything. So I made a commitment that I was going to grind my face off for the next year to make as much money as humanly possible. That was my thing. I'm single now. There's nothing holding me back. Let me do this. So the next year I grinded my face off and I traveled for 10 months. I lived in hotels for 10 months out of the year because we worked in other states. But I ended up getting to the end of the year, cracking open that final pay stub, and I made $100,000 at 26. But I had another similar moment where I realized all of the external success has not fixed anything internally yet. I don't know if maybe it just wasn't the right amount of money. I don't know. Maybe I need more money. I'm not sure. But I realized in that moment that for most of my life, and especially that year, I'd lived unconsciously. I didn't know why I was doing what I was doing. The opposite of unconscious is hyperconscious. So I started a podcast called The Hyperconscious Podcast. I fell in love with podcasting as I'm falling out of love with my job, because I know I don't want to do what it takes to make that money again. I've already done it. That's not it. That's not the key that's going to fix the internal stuff. But you're a newer podcaster, you know, in the beginning, there's not a lot of money flowing through the business yet when you have a podcast. So I start calling out of work. I start leaving the job site early. I start showing up late. It gets harder and harder for me to leave every single week. And eventually that all culminated to me waking up in New Jersey, which is 6 hours from where I lived. My alarm clock went off at 5:15, sat up, slid to the edge of the bed. I'm lacing up my work boots. And the best way to explain it is that morning there was 10 televisions on in my head at the same time. And every single one is on a different station. One is saying you're stuck here forever. People like you do not get jobs like this. Never mind, leave them behind. If you did work up the courage to leave, what would your friends think? What would your family think? And what are we going to do with our life? There is no plan B. So this podcast thing probably isn't going to work out. In that moment, I thought if I took my life, I would take my problems with me. And I'm very blessed that I had a really good relationship with one of my friends who I could be vulnerable with, send him a message and say, hey, I'm struggling right now. I don't know what to do. He gave me a lot of good advice, a lot of good wisdom. And I ended up leaving that job 3 or 4 months later, partnering up with him and becoming a full-time podcaster and entrepreneur. Very broke in the beginning, very, very, very broke. But I was more fulfilled being broke than I ever was fulfilled being as successful as I was, because I was doing something I really loved and believed in.
To the men. I was literally just having this conversation with a dear friend of mine. And I said, I am happier with my $450 couch that I bought in Costa Rica versus my $5,000 couch from Restoration Hardware. Just those little things, right? And so here you were broke and you're like, you know what? I'm going to start this podcast. I'm just going to figure it out. And that is amazing, because I think so many people just sort of go through the grind, especially in the United States. And that's probably another podcast, right? But we're on that mask, right? We have that mask on. We just do the grind. We do that American dream. We work 9 to 5 and then you retire at what, 62, 65, whatever you think you can do. And then you're like, all right, now we get to travel. Actually, no, it should be opposite of what we do, you know? So kudos to you on, first of all, reaching out to that friend and just saying, hey, I need help. And I think that's the one question that I would really love to talk to you about is, you know, why is being vulnerable so important in your mind? And I could share my thoughts too, what we talked a little bit before the podcast.
Yeah, vulnerability at the end of the day is the truth. And the reason being vulnerable is so important is because for a lot of us, being vulnerable is being truthful and or authentic. The problem is you have to be the right amount of vulnerable around the right person at the right time, based on your emotional set point where you are. I have a firm belief, Jen, that the level of, well, I'll say the quality of a relationship is directly connected to the level of vulnerability in it. You and I might have a great relationship right now, but it's currently somewhat surface level because I don't know you that well and you don't know me that well, right? I really believe that if we want more impactful, more passionate, more intimate relationships with, and when I say passionate, intimate, I don't mean just sexually. I mean, in general, I believe more vulnerability would serve that, because when you don't really know someone, you don't really know how to talk to someone. You don't really know how to help someone. You don't really know how to make them happy. Vulnerability with someone else is just so important. Now, here's the challenge. Vulnerability starts with you being vulnerable, real, authentic, and truthful with yourself first. And honestly, that's probably why it's the most important, because if you can't admit it to yourself, it's going to be impossible to admit it to somebody else first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, I shared this before our chat, like vulnerability is that if we are not vulnerable, we, in what you said, we're not our true, authentic self. And then I sit there and I think, well, why would we want to live that way? for our lives. Like, we have one life to live, and how can we show up authentically for ourselves? Because once you do that, that's only going to help your relationships, whether it's coworkers, whether it's your family, your partner, your parents, your kids. Like, if you could be authentic, you know, and there might be some hard conversations that you might have to have with your family members, being vulnerable and, you know, showing up. If you just put that mask on, it's not healthy.
And there will be challenging conversations, right?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. Even if you're not vulnerable, there's going to be challenging conversations. There's always going to be challenge and resistance. You might as well use the challenge and resistance to your favor to build momentum towards a more aligned life in the future.
I love that. Can you tell me a little bit about Next Level University?
So the podcast is Next Level University. And then underneath that, Next Level University means a lot of different things. So yeah, there's a lot of business things under the podcast that allow us to do an episode every single day and have an amazing 16-person team and all that stuff. Yeah.
That's amazing. 16-person.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes that you'd never know if you didn't dig. So yeah.
Right. Let's say, for example, somebody wants to leave that American dream job 9 to 5, maybe not start a podcast, but they want to start their own business entrepreneur. What is one piece of advice that you would tell somebody to move ahead?
Choose your mud. My mud was leaving a six-figure job to go $35,000 into credit card debt to get to the point where I couldn't afford to pay rent. When my car broke down, I couldn't afford to get it fixed, but I did get to podcast full-time, even though I was not making a full-time income. That was my mud. Your mud, whether you're watching this or listening, might be you have to stay at this job for another 8 months and start your photography business on the weekend. And every weekend you go out and take pictures, or that's when you train your personal training clients, or that's when you do your podcast, or whatever it may be, your real estate business. Understanding that there is going to be some level of mud that we have to crawl through. Most of us do not jump from dead grass to green grass. It's not the life cycle of nature. It's not really how it works for most of us. Maybe some of us are blessed enough or privileged enough for that to happen. If you are, congrats. But I just don't think that's the existence that most of us have. Identify your mud, because that way, when you step in it, you'll be comfortable with it and say, okay, this is just par for the course. This is just a part of the transition. This is just the way it goes. I wish I knew that earlier on. I expected to be more successful faster. I was just naive to what this was going to take. But I also know there's people on the other end that say, well, I'm going to wait. I'll do this for another year and then
yes.
I'll start. No, you can start now. It just, you're not going to be able to do it full time anyway, and that's okay. So that's the advice I would give. Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot, because I think a lot of people, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk is a huge person when it comes to this type of concept or this thoughts, like, do your side hustle. You know, if you have to make money, don't quit your job and be like, oh crap, I don't have any money. Like, you know, make your money, but then on the weekends or during the day, or not during the day, during the evening or whatever. Like, if you have to work on your side hustle, you have to work on that side hustle and get out there and start making connections and all of that stuff. And, you know, and start doing research. That's the biggest thing that I've realized too. Like, at one point I'm realizing, like, my one-on-one triathlon coaching is a little bit higher than other people that are out there. I know my worth. I know who I am, but I'm also fighting against all the other coaches, right? So then it's like, you have to just sort of figure out, like, what's a good fine line type of thing. And I think
flexible.
That's what's, yeah, be flexible. Yeah. Exactly.
Be flexible. And just to add real quick, Jen, the reason I was so adamant about leaving my job, yes, it's because I was having suicidal ideations and my mental health was not in a good place, but I couldn't effectively do the podcast and be on the road, because I was on the road Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'd get home on Saturday morning and then I'd leave again on Sunday. It wasn't very sustainable for me to build the podcast that way. Could I have done it? I'm sure I could have, but was I willing to put in the effort at that level? no, I just didn't think it would be worth it. So I just wanted to put that in there.
Yeah. No, thank you. Because I think it's interesting because, you know, I mean, I literally launched my podcast on July 7th.
Congrats.
2023. Thank you. And the amount of podcast interviews that I've done are insane. I'm over 20 and it's beautiful. And like a month goes by and I'm like, nobody's listening to my podcast. And I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, and another analogy is, you know, I literally started surfing like 3 weeks ago, almost 4 weeks ago. And I'm like, I'm not good. You know, and it's like, no, Jen, you didn't get to Kona, the Ironman World Championship overnight. Same with your podcast, you know, like you just, it's, we all have those like moments of like, no, I want it now, because that's what society is these days. It's that immediate gratification, right?
Yes.
And so when we don't get that, sometimes we're like, fine, I only have 20 episodes up. I don't have, you know, 5 sponsors yet. I'm done. I'm not getting paid. You know, it's like, no, you just have to keep growing with the grind,
yes.
You know? So
yes.
I love
for
that.
Sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And the, one of the other things too, is think about it. And I've had many clients say this, I only get 50 downloads per episode. Have you ever spoken to 50 people at one time? It's a lot of people.
Right.
I know it doesn't seem like it because everybody else is getting millions and billions of downloads, but
yeah.
50 people, you can build a business. You can build the start of a business with 50 people if you know how to do it right. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. And this is a good one too. This is one of my favorite quotes. I've been living this lately. If you can sit down and ask yourself this question and you can answer it, you're probably in a better place than you realize. How many of the problems that you have today are problems that you wished for 5 years ago? If you have a lot of problems today that you wished for 5 years ago, that is a suggestion of progress, not going backwards, is what I would say.
That's beautiful. I like that.
Thank you.
Talk to me. What's your biggest fear?
Failure. Bar none, not close.
Bingo.
Failure, planes, and sharks. When I'm flying over the ocean, I am pooping my pants. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. My wife and I are going to Belgium in 2 weeks, and you got to fly over the ocean to get there. So
you got to fly over the ocean that is probably shark infested, FYI.
I would say it is very shark infested. But
yeah.
failure for me, I was always the guy who didn't feel good enough, didn't feel smart enough. I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid of judgment.
Sure.
All of that stuff. And I still, I mean, and here's the thing, and I always want to be very authentic with this. This is what I do most often. So when you see me here, this isn't like normal Kevin. This is Kevin who's done this 2,000 times. So it just, this is a normal day in the office for me. I'm not 10 out of 10 confident everywhere I go. I still have insecurities. I'm still afraid of stuff. I still get imposter syndrome. So that still is, right? That's still the biggest fear, is ultimately becoming a failure, not making mistakes as much, but mm-hmm. becoming a failure, whatever that means.
Right. And whatever that means to you is going to be different for somebody else.
Definitely.
Right? Recently, my fears have been the fear of the unknown.
Mm.
And so what I have to do is I have to go back to my present state and just stay focused on Kevin and I chatting, stay focused on the ocean, stay focused on my beach cruiser, riding my beach, you know, like, you know, or focusing on uploading the YouTube video, you know, like that type of thing. Like that's, and so it's like, if I go back to the present and the now, then I am much better. So I get it. I get it. Okay. Let me ask you this. How does someone find their purpose?
It is the $1 billion question, isn't it?
Right. It is.
It's a challenge. And this answer might work for some people. It might not work for other people. I don't know if there's one answer to any question in the universe now more than ever. But you ask yourself some questions. So one question might be, what would I find you talking about on a Friday night if you were just having the time of your life? If you are surrounded by the most authentic people that you trust the most and you were leading the conversation, where would the conversation go? The reason I say that, before the podcast, I was hanging out with one of my friends and he said, hey, I have a group of, there's four women. It's like this friend group and I'm friends with them. Come meet them. You'll love them. They're awesome. And I proceeded to do pretty much a personal development seminar until 2 o'clock in the morning, long before I was ever a speaker or a podcaster, trying to convince everybody to chase their dreams. that's a sign of what I'm supposed to be doing. I was so in flow. I was so fulfilled. You couldn't, it was the best. It was the best. So that's what you would find me talking about on Friday. Okay, what would that be for you? What is something that just either makes you so incredibly sad that you cannot move forward, or makes you so incredibly angry that you cannot move forward? My business partner's girlfriend went to the Great Barrier Reef and found out that the Great Barrier Reef is more like the Great Barrier Cemetery.
Yes.
She is very, very, very passionate about the environment. That is one of her purposes, to make the world a better place than it was when she came here. That's a piece of her purpose, right? What is one of the problems or injustices that you see every single day that you would like to solve? That's another one. What is your biggest pain? How did you solve it? And how can you help other people solve it? That. Now, this is what I think the resistance is to a lot of this, Jen. There is a drastic difference between a purpose and a vehicle. I believe the purpose is you want to do something positive for some type of person or humanity in a certain way, really, right? So you want to help triathletes be better, be more balanced, enjoy life, and get the result, whatever it is.
It's true. Right? Yeah.
Right?
You got it.
I want to help people build confidence, build self-worth, and actually be able to accomplish their goals and dreams. Okay. That's the purpose. The vehicle is how do you actually do it? And I think that's where a lot of us get stuck. We believe in the purpose. We don't necessarily believe in the vehicle. I'm going to start a podcast. Nobody's going to listen to this thing. What are we doing? Then you keep doing it. Or I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I'm going to start a coaching business. I'm going to write a book. That I believe getting to your purpose is only half the equation. Getting to the vehicle and the vehicle that delivers the purpose, I wonder if that's even harder than finding your purpose in the first place.
That's deep. That's beautiful. Because I think one main reason why I started the Everyday Healthy Human podcast is because I'm not a triathlete anymore. I'm still a triathlon coach. I still do the one-on-one coaching. But now I am finding purpose again with my life. Through, you know, healthy eating, through surfing, through riding my bike, strength training, and then now being able to jump on my podcast every week and share not only my knowledge, but your knowledge. And that to me is beautiful. Like I told my mom, I said, Mom, I'm starting a podcast. She's like, what? I said, Mom. And then, you know, I kept going. And she's like, how's it going? I'm like, Mom, I found purpose again. Like I found purpose again. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. Kevin, where can my followers find you? I know you're all over.
We're all over. So you can search Next Level University. You'll find us. We do an episode every day on all the podcast platforms and YouTube. So you'll either love us or hate us. We'll know pretty quickly because we do so much content. And then if you ever want to connect with me directly, the best place is probably Instagram. So just send me a message. My handle is @neverquitkid. I do all my DMs. So I will be the one responding to you.
Perfect. Okay. So my last question that I always ask, I'm a big advocate of butterflies. Butterflies have been that transformation in my life. And butterflies have always been, I've always metamorphosized into different things over my life. And I think we all do. But I've realized that each butterfly looks different during my transformation, but each butterfly is beautiful. So my question to you is, if you were to give some advice, and you've given a lot of snippets and advice, if you were to give some advice on a follower to become their beautiful butterfly, what piece of advice would you give them?
Ooh, this is a challenging question, but the one that changed my life. I would ask yourself this question. Are the people in your life the best from your past or the best for your future? One of the reasons a lot of us don't evolve to the next version of ourselves is because we're being held back subconsciously by people who are afraid we're going to leave them behind. And the truth of the matter is, there are some people in your life you should leave behind, unfortunately. So that would be the question. That would be the advice. Change my life. It's a very challenging question to answer, but oftentimes the most challenging questions to answer are the ones that we really need to answer the most.
Yeah. From our very first conversation, from the very beginning of the podcast, we'll flip it around. Your ex-girlfriend left.
As she should have.
as she should have. That changed your life drastically.
Yes.
And look where you are today, which is absolutely beautiful. And
thank you.
Here you are fluttering around with so much energy that I am so grateful to have you on the podcast.
I appreciate you having me. Wonderful conversation. You're the best.
Thank you, Kevin. If you guys, or y'all, I should say, are loving the Everyday Healthy Human podcast, you know what to do. Go make a comment, share, like, all that fun stuff, because I'm going to combine my little Costa Rica and Texas. So what do I say? I say Pura Vida, y'all. Ciao.